Petition for Sandra Howard, Howard, October 153, addresses a letter to Stacy, Stacy, Carstensen, Carstensenp, 989-588-5052. Dear Mrs. Carstensen, consultation Mrs. Howard with recent acute kidney injury, admitted to hospital Clare, C-L-A-R-E, at the time of diarrhea, which already has been lasted for the last 2-3 months, plans for EGD colonoscopy in the near future, Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E, at Mount Pleasant. She believes that weight is stable, appetite has not been lost, no vomiting dysphagia, no major abdominal discomfort, no blood in the stools. Presently on Imodium, is helping with the incontinence of stools that has happened sometimes at night. There is no changes in urination, no cloudiness of blood, minor incontinence, no nocturia, no infection, no bleeding. Received hydration in the hospital. Kidney function improved but has not returned to normal. There is minimal lower extremity edema, no claudication symptoms. She has some chronic nasal congestion but no purulent material or bleeding. Denies any chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies gross dyspnea but does feel tired all the time. No orthopnea PND. Has not required any oxygen. There is pruritus, but there is no skin rash, no gross enlargement of lymph nodes, no headaches, no mucosal abnormality. The next paragraph has medical history for hypertension, neuropathy of the feet, question related to prior back surgery, esophageal reflux, remains on PPIs, prior attempts to stop that has caused severe symptoms of reflux, complicated with aspiration pneumonia. She denies diabetes, denies history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, no coronary artery disease, no congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, surgeries including lumbar surgery a few years back. We redo a few days after because she fell in the hospital. Fibroids of the uterus requiring hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, right knee scope, hyperextensive damage, bladder suspension, prior fracture left leg, still has a plate and 5 screws. Next paragraph, reported side effects to dilaudid, Lipitor, Lyrica. Next paragraph, present medications, Nurantin, a lower dose than she used to take, Prozac, Losartan, HCTC, Fenofibrate, Buspar, Prilosec, was taking ibuprofen over the counter, 200 milligrams, 3 tablets, 600 milligrams twice a day for the neuropathy, at least a year, and that was tough. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, he start smoking age 20, a quarter of a pack per day, was able to quit for 3 years and restarted, and quitting again on recent admission January to the hospital. Next paragraph, does drink beer but already stopped. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise negative. I want to highlight there has been also no documented liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight of 143, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure was 140/86, repeat 130/70. At home is running also in the upper side. blood pressure has gone up. Alert oriented time 3, no gross mucosal abnormalities, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable lymph nodes, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses, no gross edema, neurological deficits. Next paragraph. Baseline creatinine December 2021 was 0.9. On recent admission to the hospital was as high as 2.9. And it has improved down to 2.5, 2.1, 1.9, and the most recent number, January 31st, at 1.6 for a GFR of 35, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, probably from diuretics, a normal albumin, calcium phosphorus, anemia 11.9, minor increase of platelet count, and lymphocytes. Liver function tests are not elevated. Normal glucose, magnesium in the low side. In the hospital, metabolic acidosis with high chloride, and that has resolved. No recent urine analysis within the last 1 year. Albumin in the urine was not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute renal failure, coincidental with this 3 month history of diarrhea, kidney ultrasound without evidence of obstruction, incidental question a complex cyst, with the most recent ultrasound February 24, left-sided cyst, which is not vascular, with few internal echoes, no ascites, normal liver spleen, no other abnormalities. Because of the persistent diarrhea, I'm going to place the losartan HCTC on hold, replace it with Norvasc, monitor blood pressure at home, repeat chemistries. Work up for the chronic diarrhea in progress. Update urine sample to make sure that there is no activity, blood protein, or cells, which will help us do further diagnostic workup depending on abnormalities. At this moment, the incidental finding of left cyst with internal echoes is of minimal concern. This could be monitored over time with another ultrasound in 6 months. Further workup serology depending of new chemistries and activity in the urine. End of dictation.